This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Here's one of those global economy ripple effect stories. Over the weekend, there was an explosion at a Japanese chemical plant, a plant that makes the chemicals for disposable diapers, the chemicals that make those diapers more absorbent, in other words, that make them work. Is a global diaper deficit next? Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Imagine a world without enough diapers. Now, I'm not going to paint this picture for you. My editor begged me not to give you a detailed description, but you pretty much got it, right? Luckily, that is not where we're headed.
Do moms and dads need to run out and stockpile diapers right now?
Not as I understand it.
Erin Lash is an analyst at Morningstar. She covers Procter & Gamble, which makes Pampers and Loves.
A lot of these companies source chemicals and inputs from a number of different suppliers and aren't dependent on one supplier for all the inputs that are needed.
In a statement, P&G says it doesn't expect any significant impact on its business. In other words, babies won't be left high and dry. Just dry, at least for now. Pricey Hanna is managing partner at Price Hanna Consultants, which works in the hygiene absorbent products area.
So you know a lot about disposable diapers.
That's my business.
The factory in Japan makes about a fifth of the world's super absorbent polymer that keeps diapers from leaking. If it's unable to open soon, prices could go up for the companies that make disposable diapers and for parents who buy them. Hanna says some diaper makers could also be forced to substitute other less absorbent absorbents, which is not really the direction the market wants to go.
Diapers, of course, the primary purpose is to absorb.
But even then,
babies' bottoms are going to stay covered.
Babies' bottoms will absolutely stay covered.
Crisis averted. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.